Willkommen bei Wege ins Ausland, dem Podcast des Internationalen Büros der Friedrich-Schiller-Universität Jena und bei unserer dritten Podcast-Staffel über den European Campus of City Universities. Ich bin Kerstin Zippe und bin zuständig für die Werbung für die internationalen Mobilitäts- und Stipendienprogramme der Universität. Vielleicht haben Sie bereits die ersten beiden Podcast-Folgen der EC2U-Staffel gehört. Wenn nicht, EC2U, also der European Campus of City Universities, ist eine europäische Hochschulallianz, zu der auch die Universität Jena gehört. Derzeit besteht die Allianz aus 7 Partneruniversitäten, die im regen Austausch miteinander stehen und gemeinsame Workshops, Konferenzen bis hin zu gemeinsamen Master- und PhD-Programmen entwickeln und durchführen. Im April hat ein Forum und die Entrepreneurial Week an der Partneruniversität in Pavia in Italien stattgefunden. Viele Vertreterinnen aus allen Partneruniversitäten kamen zusammen, nicht nur um in den vielen Arbeitsgruppen der Allianz über die verschiedenen Themen zu sprechen bzw. daran zu arbeiten, sondern auch, um nach 1,5 Jahren einmal Bilanz zu ziehen. Die Basis der Allianz bilden die Sustainable Development Goals der Vereinten Nationen. Das sind die nachhaltigen Entwicklungsziele, die bis zum Jahr 2030 erreicht werden sollen. Vielleicht haben Sie schon mal davon gehört. In der EC2U-Allianz knüpfen die Aktivitäten an 3 dieser insgesamt 17 Ziele der SDGs an. Und die Ziele sind zum einen Good Health and Well-Being, dann das Ziel Quality Education und das Ziel Sustainable Cities and Communities. In diesem Rahmen starten im nächsten akademischen Jahr, also zum Wintersemester 2022-23, 3 EC2U Joint Masters. Einer davon ist Lifelong Wellbeing and Healthy Aging. Und hier geht es darum, Expertinnen für den Bereich gesundes Altern auszubilden. Ein weiteres Masterprogramm heißt Sustainable Cities and Communities, in dem sich Studierende vertiefende Kenntnisse in den Bereichen Umwelt, Energie, Stadtplanung und natürliche Ressourcen aneignen. Und ein weiterer Master ist Arts in European Languages, Cultures and Societies in Contact. Er vermittelt Studierenden Kenntnisse der europäischen Sprach- und Kulturlandschaft und über die jeweilige Gesellschaft. Des Weiteren bietet EC2U demnächst sogenannte Micro-Credentials an, das heißt Fortbildungskurse für lebenslanges Lernen. Sie können zudem an vielen weiteren Seminaren und Webinaren sowie Summer- und Winter-Schools teilnehmen. Manchmal finden die online statt, mittlerweile aber auch oft in Präsenz und an den jeweiligen Partnerhochschulen. Oder auch einfach in Jena. Aber zurück nach Pavia. Das ist eine hübsche Kleinstadt im Norden von Italien, nur etwa eine halbe bis dreiviertel Stunde von Mailand entfernt. Hier befindet sich unsere Partneruniversität, an der in diesen Tagen das EC2U-Forum und die Entrepreneurial Week stattfinden. Hier kann man natürlich auch 1 oder 2 Semester verbringen als Erasmus. Und was die Uni und Pavia so zu bieten haben, erzählen uns jetzt Mathilde und Chiara, die beide hier studieren.
Okay. Hi, I'm Mathilde, I'm studying medicine, I'm a third year student.
Hi, I'm Chiara, I'm a dentistry student. I'm studying in the fourth year here in Pavia.
How would you describe student life in Pavia?
I think what everybody says when they come to Pavia is that Pavia is very fit for students. It's small, it's a small town, it's university centered. There are many, many students and you can do many activities here. It's also a very nice town, like historical, of historical relevance. It's got very nice buildings, there's a river. I think life is very nice here.
Yeah, definitely. Also, we have many libraries and we usually meet up there for studying almost every day, and there are, as Mathilde said, so many students, but at the same time it's not really chaotic, so you can have your time to concentrate on your studying, and then if you want to go out in the evening, there is always something you can do with other students. There are many Erasmus students that are very happy to study here because of these reasons, and so I think it would be a good experience to study in Pavia.
Eine Möglichkeit während des Studiums, einen Auslandsaufenthalt zu absolvieren, ist also ganz klassisch, 1 bis 2 Semester an einer Partneruniversität zu studieren. Wem das zu lange dauert, der kann aber auch an anderen Programmen wie Kurzzeitaufenthalten im Ausland teilnehmen. Das geht zum Beispiel, indem man zu einem Easy-to-You-Forum reist oder, und das ist eine ganz neue Möglichkeit, am Erasmus-Programm Blended Intensive Programs teilnimmt. Hierzu kann Gaia Garancini, Mitarbeiterin im Internationalen Büro der Universität Pavia, mehr erzählen. Sie ist zuständig für Erasmus-Studierende und eben dieses neue Erasmus-Programm.
So, what is the Blended Intensive Program of the Erasmus Program?
So, Blended Intensive Programs are a brand new kind of mobility introduced by the Erasmus Plus program. The main innovative feature of Blended Intensive Program is to combine a short-term physical mobility abroad with a virtual mobility experience made of collaborative online learning exchange and teamwork. So basically, thanks to this new mobility scheme, students will have the possibility to carry out a short-term mobility, which will be somehow similar to a summer school, and which can be more affordable to undertake than a longer traditional mobility. In addition, students will be involved in a virtual mobility component, allowing them to cooperate online with fellow students from all over Europe using innovative learning techniques and to focus on inspiring topics.
Okay, and what advantages do these short-term mobilities have?
So, short mobilities offer a variety of advantages. First of all, this kind of mobilities allows as many of students as possible to take the opportunity to have a documented experience of study or work abroad at some point in their undergraduate or postgraduate degree. In fact, not all the students can always afford long-term mobility for financial or academic reasons. Typically, surveys show a number of barriers to mobility, including insufficient funding, lack of practical support or information, and the impact of an academic outcomes. In that way, the Erasmus Plus program aims to promote equal access and more inclusion. The shorter length of the period abroad could also facilitate the academic recognition of the activities in terms of credits. Additionally, short-term mobilities may confer benefits in terms of some intercultural skills. Short-term mobility can act as a taster to encourage longer duration mobility in the future. To conclude, we can state that short mobilities can be an important opportunity for students and its benefits are tangible on a personal, academic, and employability level.
So how do these phases look like?
So there is no standard rule in the design of a blended intensive program. The virtual part can be organized before or after the physical one. The physical mobility part lasts from 5 to 13 days and will look like somehow like a summer or winter school. Students will gather, work, and live together, but also have fun thanks to adding leisure and social activities. The virtual mobility part can be longer, since there is no set rule for the duration of this part, and will consist basically on online meetings to carry out shared and cooperative activities, such as the realization of projects, joint presentation, and comparative studies.
Okay, and before you've told me that you will soon launch the first blended intensive program, actually already, I think, starting next month. So what is this about?
So yes, our very first blended intensive program, which we will be launching in a few weeks, is a political sciences topic, a blended intensive program based on the preparation and the establishment of some good practice within the policies, European policies, to tackle very important challenges of today's world, such as climate change or inequality. The blended intensive program title is SEPI, and this will be launched and will be starting the physical part at the end of the month of April. But in the next few months, the students involved in the program already met together and worked together online to start sharing their proposal, their project, their presentation, which will be finalized and brought together at the end of April, physical here in Pavia.
Sounds great. So one last question, from which countries do they come from?
So they come from Italy for sure, the Italian students participating, but basically from Spain, from Belgium and from Germany.
Einige Studierende haben schon an einem solchen Blended Intensive Program von Erasmus teilgenommen. An der Universität Pavia heißt das aktuelle Programm SEPI, was eine Abkürzung für Sustainable Europe Policy Proposals and Indicators ist. Und ich spreche hier mit zwei Studierenden, Daniel und Lara, die an diesem Programm teilnehmen.
Hi, my name is Daniele. I am at the second year of the Bachelor in Political Science and International Relations here in Pavia. And I decided to send my application for CEPI because are going to be discussed a series of topics which are the base of the next generation EU, such as climate change, youth challenges, fourth industrial revolution, people on the move, and it is a great opportunity to get in touch with another kind of education, university education, more active, and so it was an opportunity to workshop with a teammate.
Hello, my name is Lara. I'm also attending the second year of the bachelor degree in political science and international relations. I also applied for CEPI because I was interested in deepening my knowledge about topics that we really don't discuss during our lectures and lessons. And I was mainly interested in the impact of the migration flows in Italy as well as in the other countries in Europe. That's why I decided to apply for this opportunity. And the things that excites me most is the fact that it's blended, which means that we have time for preparing our activities and our research here in Italy, and then meet with everyone else here in Pavia. We will host them for this is the first time that we carry out this experience this year after COVID, so we are really excited and look forward to meeting every one of the other colleagues which will arrive next week in April, and it's gonna be very interesting because we will compare the results of our research, and also we will come up with some proposals, and this is very felt. It's very felt right now because with the recovery plan and all the measures that are being applied in order to support the restart of the activities post-COVID, it is really important that we look towards concrete proposals for our futures, for our future, and for Europe.
So what have you done so far?
So talking about fourth industrial revolution, me and my teammate had checked lots of sites, and we saw another approach to gig economy, for example, from initiative, local initiative, that help you to do food delivery, but in a more ethical and sustainable way, rather than other companies that do this kind of services.
Yes, the activity is based on the fact that everyone can carry out his research on indicators and find the real patterns that are common to the indicators that we are studying in order to systemize our critical thinking and our knowledge about these topics, and to prepare the discussion, the ground for the discussion when our colleagues will come to Pavia.
Jetzt machen wir einen kleinen Schwenk zur zweiten großen Veranstaltung diese Woche in Pavia. Neben dem Forum ist das die Entrepreneurial Week, die ich bereits angesprochen hatte. Hier kommen Studierende aus 7 Partneruniversitäten von EC2U zusammen und arbeiten an ihren eigenen Business-Ideen. Dabei werden sie von Professorinnen und ExpertInnen aus den Universitäten der Allianz und auch von Unternehmerinnen begleitet und gecoacht. Organisiert und durchgeführt wird die Entrepreneurial Week in Pavia unter anderem von Stefano De Nicolai, Professor für Innovation Management.
Yes, here we are in the middle of the nature for the great beginning of our Entrepreneurial Week. And this Entrepreneurial Week is a week full of lectures, interactions, networking, challenging teamworks and whatever about entrepreneurship, which is in the field of the very interesting project called AC2U. This is a network between campus universities, and that's the idea, to have here from the seven city campus students, but as well as also lecturers on that topic, on the entrepreneurship, which is more and more a very hot topic for the future of our society. And since the future of our society is a top priority, we decided to have a special focus, and the special focus is sustainable business and purposeful entrepreneurship, where you pay attention to the three P's: people, profit, and planet. That's the way we like, that's the way we think entrepreneurship has to be. And what is very nice is that we have students from these seven universities, and that's a kind of mix that's usually super important for innovation, for entrepreneurship, because usually novel ideas come from diversity. So have here people from different nationalities, different countries, is great.
Die Entrepreneur Week geht auch schon recht spannend los. Als Kennenlernaktivität werden die Teilnehmer zu einer Mystery Destination gebracht. Und ich frage auf der Fahrt im Bus mal nach, was die Studierenden glauben, wo die Reise hingeht und welche Ideen sie für ihre zukünftige Geschäftsidee haben. Los geht's mit Isan Mata von der Uni in Poitiers, Frankreich, gefolgt von Adia Ekova von der Uni Jena und Jonatas Manzoli von der Uni in Coimbra in Portugal.
So, do you have any idea where we are going to on our mystery destination tour?
Well, I think I have a small idea. Since it's mystery, I think they've hinted that we are going to a natural scenery, because nature is the most mysterious thing in the world, and it will be fascinating scene that we will attend to. This is the idea I think they are hinting to, and we will enjoy it, I think.
And what expectations do you have for today and also maybe for the future in general?
As for today, I think since it's the first real activity, it's gonna be based on communication and getting to know each other in a in an environment that is capturing our differences. So, as I said, if it's nature, and then we are all humans and we all gonna communicate together, we're gonna go as one.
And in terms of your business, do you have any idea what to do today or in the future?
As for my business, first of all, I'm a PhD student. Now I'm focusing on my studies, but I have an idea that I want to work on in parallel. Since my family business has always been producing and creating luxury chandeliers, it's all handmade. Also, we do it with copper, so it's really old business, and I'm trying to recreate it in Europe. I want to attack specific markets, but I have to first know which markets to try, and in hopes that this business will rise and flourish.
Ich heiße Saida, ich komme aus Jena und jetzt sind wir in einem Bus zu einem geheimen Ort. Und ich glaube, wir werden zu einem Berg mit einer wunderschönen Aussicht gebracht. Und mir gefällt das, wissen wir nicht genau, wo gehen wir und was passiert heute. So, ich glaube, es macht den Kopf frei, wenn alles für sie geplant ist. Und ich möchte heute die alle Leute kennenzulernen, weil alle Leute sind sehr nett, sehr offen, und ich glaube, es wird ein denkwürdiger Tag.
Und was ist deine Business-Idee?
Also ich hätte eigentlich eine Idee, ein Café zu öffnen, und dieser Café muss mit vielen, vielen Pflanzen sein, so es muss wie ein botanischer Garten sieht aus, und ich glaube, es ist super wichtig in einer Stadt, ohne zum Beispiel parken oder so, so frische Luft zu haben. Und wenn du sitzt zwischen vielen Pflanzen und trinkst einen Kaffee, es ist super, super cool, glaube ich.
So do you have any idea where we are going to today?
So not a clue. I was trying to look in the sightseeings to see if I have some idea where we are going, but now that I'm seeing over here, it seems to be a very small village or something like that. So maybe we are going to visit a wine spot or something like that. So I'm looking for that very happily. Let's see.
Yeah, that sounds very tempting. And yeah, what are your expectations of today?
Okay, my expectations are high. I think we are going to develop a nice project over here. Not a clue what we're going to develop. It's going to be from scratch or if we're going to develop something that they're going to give us. But my expectations are very high to meet everyone that's here, to talk with everyone, and also to see this entrepreneur process and aspects more closely.
Do you already have a business idea?
Actually, yes. I am doing a startup in Portugal related to recycling. So yes, I am already in touch with this topic. Therefore, I came to know more and also to learn more about it.
Beatrice Reh, Postdoc-Forscherin an der Uni Pavia, mit Spezialisierung auf Circular Entrepreneurship, leitet ebenso einige Sessions im Rahmen der Entrepreneurial Week.
This week we are doing the Entrepreneurial Week. So we are asking students to work on a challenge. What do they have to do? They have to think about a sustainable business. So they need to figure it out, to draft an entrepreneurial idea and to work on it for 3 days. There will be lectures and they will learn from these lectures and then they will present their ideas in group on Thursday. So it's going to be an exciting journey and we are not just staying in Pavia, but we are moving around. For example, today we are in the Oltrepo Hills in Salice Terme to be surrounded by nature, to be in a different context and environment that supports students to have fresh air for their ideas.
Ich spreche nun mit Anna Ines, die Design und Multimedia an der Universität Coimbra studiert. So, why did you join the Entrepreneurial Week, Anna?
I came to the Entrepreneurial Week because I'm involved with some organizations that are a bit entrepreneurial and I wanted to learn more on how to develop a good idea and how to take a business the furthest possible. I've learned a lot this week. And I'm really appreciating all of the information that we are being given, all the techniques and tips that we are receiving. And I'm really excited to discover which project will win this week, because I think all the ideas are really wonderful.
Einen weiteren Einblick in die Entrepreneurial Week gibt uns Jana Claudia, die an der Universität IASH studiert.
So what is the reason why you participate in the Entrepreneurial Week here in Pavia?
Besides the fact that I consider myself a very communicative person and a very creative one, I thought this is a perfect event for me to gain professional and personal development and also to help create a cultural bridge between students and university from 6 different countries. So I think this was the perfect place for me to express my passion also for entrepreneurship and economics, because I study business information systems at my university. And yes, I consider this was a very beautiful occasion, opportunity for me.
And do you have already an idea for your own startup, or do you even have one already?
Yes, I always thought that entrepreneurship is the only way I can achieve my dreams of bringing together my passion for art and technology. So even if I currently have a small business with accessories, in the future I want to fulfill my dream of opening a graphic design company.
Neben den ProfessorInnen standen auch Coaches der Universität Turku in Finnland den Studierenden Rede und Antwort und haben sie beim Finden und beim Ausfeilen ihrer Ideen unterstützt.
Hi, I'm Kaisu from University of Turku and I'm here in the Entrepreneurial Week because I teach and research entrepreneurship. in University of Turku. And it's been interesting experience seeing how international students meet up and collaborate. Now having heard all those pitchings, I'm surprised how well the students made it, because they were giving the task in Tuesday, and today is Thursday, so it's been more or less 3 days, and they have had absolutely too little time, too little resources, and they've made a brilliant job. So it's been nice to see how engaged the students are, and from perspective of providing entrepreneurship and being inspired of entrepreneurship, I think that this is, it's been great.
Alles in allem eine gelungene Entrepreneurial Week. Ich denke, dass die Studierenden mit viel Enthusiasmus dabei waren und sind, Spaß haben und auch viel Wissen mitnehmen werden. Wenn auch Sie das nächste Mal teilnehmen möchten, egal an welcher Partneruniversität es stattfinden wird, dann melden Sie sich einfach an. Es stehen immer Reisestipendien zur Verfügung. Auch der Präsident der Universität Jena war beim Forum und der Entrepreneurial Week in Pavia. Was seine Einschätzung zur Hochschulallianz Easy2U ist, hören Sie hier.
Der European Campus of City Universities Easy2U ist ja noch sehr jung, ein bisschen älter als ein Jahr, und trotzdem hat das Ganze eine unglaublich schnelle Entwicklung genommen. Wir sind nun gerade hier in Pavia zusammen gewesen mit 300 Teilnehmern. Viele Studierende, aber auch Lehrende, Forschende sind mit dabei gewesen. Es gibt feste Strukturen, es gibt gemeinsame Studiengänge. Es wird demnächst gemeinsame Doktorandinnen und Doktoranden geben an den verschiedenen Standorten. Da ist auch Jena mit dabei. Und ich denke, es wird eine Struktur sein, die unsere Universität bereichert, und es wird auch eine langfristig bestehende Struktur sein. Ich bin ganz sicher, dass sie auch weiterhin von der EU gefördert wird. Es ist sehr lebendig auf allen Ebenen, und ich bin wirklich beeindruckt von den Fortschritten und den vielen Gemeinsamkeiten, die wir hier erleben konnten.
Das nächste Forum und die Entrepreneurial Week wird im Herbst in Iași, Rumänien, stattfinden. Zur Teilnahme sind alle Interessierten herzlich eingeladen.
I'm Adriana Zaitz. I'm a professor at the University Alexandru Ioan Cuza of Iași, Romania. I participated here in Pavia to the forum and the Entrepreneurial Academy to learn from our colleagues from the project. That's because we are preparing a similar forum and an entrepreneurial week in Iași in October, at the beginning of October. So we are really happy to invite you and to welcome you all in our university. It's actually the oldest university in Romania, although not as old as the one from Pavia. We are very proud of our university, where we share traditional and modern values. So really looking forward to welcome students for our entrepreneurial week. We will try to develop their competences in terms of entrepreneurship, intercultural education, other soft skills necessary for entrepreneurs, make them be ready, alert, in order to valorize the opportunities. They will have the chance to also meet the local people, and usually all intercultural encounters are a good way of developing entrepreneurial intelligence, because people get to know themselves better when they are in another country. They are also more innovative, more creative, they challenge themselves, they learn about other cultures, and since we are living in a very global society, this type of experiences are quite important. So once again, we welcome you. Just keep looking for the newest information on the project website, on the EC2U website, where you will find practical information about the selection process, about the venue, about the events, the agenda that we will have there. And we are very, very much looking forward to receiving you in Iași.
I'm and we will dance.
Das war unsere dritte Podcast-Staffel über den European Campus of City Universities, kurz EC2U. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn Sie nun Interesse bekommen haben, auch einmal an einem Forum und oder einer Entrepreneurial Week an einer der Partneruniversitäten teilzunehmen, dann schauen Sie einfach regelmäßig auf die Website von EC2U, ganz einfach www.uni-jena.de/EC2U. Ansonsten finden Sie dort oder über die EC2U-App, My Mobile Tutor heißt diese App, viele weitere Angebote wie Seminare, Summer- und Winter-Schools, auch Online-Veranstaltungen, also vorbeischauen lohnt sich. Bei Fragen melden Sie sich gern. Ansonsten viele Grüße und bis bald.